Kenta Maeda and the Dodgers look for a series win over Michael Wacha and the Cardinals. L.A. falls behind 3-0 early, but the Dodgers start the comeback in the second.
The right-hander's offering is swung on. There's a high fly ball to right field. It sends Piscotty back. He's at the wall. It's gone. A home run for Utley, his first of the year, and the Cardinal lead is 3-1.
The 1-2 delivery. Here it comes. Swing and a base hit to right. The Dodgers score their second run. That's Bellinger. And they are playing first to third as the throw comes in to third, not in time to get Hernandez. Three singles in the inning, and the Dodgers have pulled within one. Well, Maeda will hit, even though there was some action in the Dodger bullpen. The 1-2 pitch, curveball is raked, fair inside the bag. And that's going to go into the left field corner. Two runs will score. Maeda into second base, and he is thrown out there by Tommy Pham. But Maeda drives in two. Hernandez and Puig on an 0-2 pitch. Maeda has given the Dodgers a 4-3 lead.
Hyun-Jin Ryu is the pitcher, left-hander, big guy for the Dodgers. The 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. The bat goes flying into the camera well next to the Dodger dugout. Diaz strikes out. The Cardinals are out in order in the eighth when Chris Taylor made a good running and then diving catch. Here's a ground ball to short. Out at second, the throw to first. Double play. This ball game has come to an end.
Hyun-Jin Ryu pitches in relief for the first time in his big league career, and he delivers a four-inning save. 7-3 Dodgers is your final. Los Angeles has now won 6 of 8 overall, and Jock Peterson lands on the 7-day concussion DL. The Cardinals drop 2 out of 3 in Los Angeles and fall to 23-21 on the season. Here's the manager, Mike Matheny.
Yeah, I can't really put my finger on it. You know, the solo on the bad pitch. So a home run the next inning where we got into two outs and the RBI by Puig, pretty good at bat. The next one's the one that gets you with the pitcher, able to score a couple runs. Curveball, I got too much of the plate. that one hurt and then couldn't really get out of the fifth. And I just couldn't get much help getting out of the fifth. So, it happened in a hurry. His stuff wasn't bad. He was running high counts. Fell an awful lot of pitches. It usually means he's up in the zone. He'd make occasional pitches in the bottom. It looked right. Thought at times his curveball was good, especially in the second inning. One of those where one inning kind of compounded and had trouble stopping the bleeding.
He didn't throw a ton of change-ups.
He threw quite a few change-ups. Yeah. And there were times that he took some really nice swings at a change-up, so he had to have the other pitches.
With Jerko, you continue to see him hit for a high average in a way that we didn't see last year. What do you think is the difference with him and his approach, that maybe a little more complete of a hitter this year?
Yeah, I think he's just he's not limiting himself to the left side of the field. He realizes that he can drive the ball out of the park no matter where. And so it's keeping him back, but he's got a good idea. He's got a good approach. Today he got a couple balls that were off speed pitches up in the zone, and not afraid to be aggressive in his zone early in the count, not trying to do too much. It was homer or nothing. I don't know if he had a double, for the first 3 months. But he's driving the ball in all fields. He can hit. He's got a nice swing going.
He now has as many doubles this year as he did last year.
Yeah.
He's going to have to
keep an eye on him. They're going to have to respect what he can do, whether it's the long ball or whether it's just putting together a good at bat in big situations. We're watching them take what they give them, and I think it's just using the whole field. We talk about that quite a bit. Some guys it works for, others it doesn't, but it's working for him.
I think he's a much quicker bat than people might give him credit for, because it seems he's able to barrel up really good fastball.
Yeah, I think guys who are going to hit at a high average have the ability to get the ball off of him on the inside part. He definitely has that. And just not a lot of weaknesses where they can consistently go to, because he has the ability to get to the ball inside and he has the ability to drive the ball that's away. It's a pretty dangerous combination.
What did you make of Cecil tonight? I know you want to get him into a higher leverage situation.
No, that wasn't the idea. I mean, he has He's thrown six pitches in 5 days. He's got to pitch. I mean, every guy down there is going to have to pitch. And I've got a bunch of lefties right there. And it was unfortunate. I had a cross up and had a ball bounce and, you know, way out in front and can't do anything with. And, you know, that gets you into a bad spot. And ball flipped over third base. We had field drawn it. Next thing you know, you've given up the runs that were inherited. So not what he was wanting to do, not what, you know, we were hopeful for. I guess the next two guys fly out, but damage is already done.
Up next for the Redbirds is a series at Coors Field. Beginning on Friday, Carlos Martinez will start the opener against the Rockies.